he always had great trust in me that I will not make a disciple out of his disciples. For this reason, he would come to me, and also he knew me from earlier days. Pishima had taken Harinam Diksha from Bhakti Siddhanta Srila Prabhupada, and she had come to me for the second initiation. At that time, I decided not to give any Diksha because I thought myself unfit. But yet, on the other side, there was Bhakti Siddhanta Srila Prabhupada's order to give Diksha, Prachar, and Dukkha. So I was wavering between these two points. On one side, my Guru's orders, and on the other side, I thought myself unfit and not to give Diksha. But more or less, the point that I did not want to give was more dominant. I went to Sripad Nityananda Prabhu's place, and there I felt an urge to give Diksha. And then reading Srila Jiva Goswami, I came across a point where it said that I should give what I have. If I don't give what I have, then I am a cheat, short. All these points, and Bhakti Siddhanta Srila Prabhupada was always in favor of Kirtan and Prachar. All these points. So when Pishima came, I had to turn her away. Many people had come, very many nice people had come, but I had to turn them away, all of them. They all wanted me to become Acharya. Madhav Maharaj and Keshav Maharaj would not have become Acharyas if I had taken up this post of being Acharya. They all wanted me to become the Acharya, and if I had become Acharya, then they would not have become. Especially Madhav Maharaj and Keshav Maharaj and many others, even Jajavar Maharaj, they started initiating because I did not want to initiate. So Srila Prabhupada had great faith in me that I would not try to lure away one of his disciples.
I did not want to become a big person. That is not in my nature. I do not want to move around with many people. I'm just satisfied with whatever I have. I am only concerned about my high thinking. That is my life. My spiritual thinking is my life. The conclusions of the scriptures, the advices of the Mahajans, to relish them and practice them and to discuss them in a small confidential circle, that is the main goal of my life. That's why he used to trust me. That's why he used to send his disciples to me, because he knew that I will teach them the truth and I will not take them away, unlike many others. That's why he used to come to me. He used to like me and he used to enjoy discussing with me. There are many points in Bhagavad Gita, very subtle points. Like I was telling the other day, that shloka, Tesham Shatato Yuktanam Bhajatam Pritipurvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Jena Mam Upajantite. Here, this Upajantite is Upo, is Parokhiyo. Once I discussed this point with him and he agreed, and he said that at this point there cannot be anything else but the Parokhiyo Rosh of Brojo. He agreed with me and supported me. Although this was my conception. These four are the four main shlokas of Bhagavad Gita. Aham Sarvasya Prabhuvo. In my book called Prapanna Jivanamrita, which I wrote about 30 years back, I explained this as Radha Dasya, the servitorship to Radharani. Here there is a hint of the servitorship to Radharani. Aham Sarvasya Prabhuvo Matto Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matta Bhajante Maam Buddha Bhavo Samannita. Krishna is telling that everything has been introduced by him. Even the service to him also has been introduced by himself, has been introduced by my potency, which is non-different from me. With that conception, if we want to serve Krishna, if we try to serve Krishna, then that service is through the submission to the spiritual master, following the spiritual master, following Radharani. In Bhagavad Gita, in remote connection, this link is there. I wrote that. I was extremely enchanted with the meanings of the scriptures, with the teachings of the scriptures. That's how I used to pass my time, discussing about these intricate instructions inwardly. And along with that, I used to do some preaching on the side. And that also in that kind of circle. When I used to stay next to his house in Shritakanta Banerjee Lane, he used to come to me quite often. And for a long time, we used to discuss about these subjects. There used to be an exchange of understanding. That's why he used to know me quite well. In Allahabad also, along with Tapasvi Maharaj, I went to his house, gave lectures and brought him to our mot. Before that, he met Srila Prabhupada once. One of his friends took him to Srila Prabhupada at Ulto Dingi. And just by seeing Srila Prabhupada, he realized that at last the responsibility of spreading the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fallen on the shoulder of such a person who will do something about it, who will spread it all over. Now, this responsibility has fallen on a real qualified person. This was his realization. And then in Allahabad, I was the media to attract him to this path. Then in Shritakanta Lane, Bombay, many other places, I was with him. When Bon Maharaj came back from England and we met in Bombay, and he had many questions, and I started giving the answers to them. Then he commented that today Europe has been defeated by Asia. He saw that after preaching in Europe quite extensively, the doubts, the questions that he had in his mind, I answered them and dispelled his doubts. That's why he commented like that. I always had a close connection with him, and there was confidential exchanges. That's why he used to trust me so much. He had his confidence in me in both ways. He used to trust me in my behavior, and he used to trust me about my spiritual realization. That's why he used to feel happy to come to me. Sarvabhavana Prabhu asks Srila Sridhar Maharaj, quote, Maharaj, the other day you were telling me that when Srila Prabhupada was inaugurating the Mayapur temple, then you went there along with your disciple Govinda Maharaj, and you made Govinda Maharaj give a lecture. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, yes, and I also gave a lecture. And in that lecture, Govinda Maharaj said, quote, he, Srila Prabhupada, considers me like his own son, and he considers my spiritual master, Sridhar Maharaj, as his Shiksha Guru.
In that,
unquote. In that assembly, Krishnadar Babaji Maharaj also was present. Govinda Maharaj quoted the shloka, quote, Kong prati kathayatu meshe shang prati koba prati bimayatu gopati tanaya kunje gopo bodhu bishfuritam jana. Who will believe this at this present time? Through him, Srila Prabhupada has done something that is beyond belief. He has done something unbelievable. Saying this, he said that he loves me like his own son, and he considers my spiritual master as his Shiksha Guru. And he, Srila Prabhupada, is so humble that in reply to this, he said, whatever Govinda Maharaj has said is correct. I consider him like my son, and I consider his spiritual master, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, as my Shiksha Guru. And then he glorified me by saying Om Vishnupad, etc., and giving joy, dhoni. He was so humble, and I became a little ashamed due to this. Bhakti Charu Swami asks Srila Sridhar Maharaj that Dhira Krishna Maharaj wants to ask two more questions. Dhira Krishna Maharaj asks the question, and then Bhakti Charu Swami translates it into Bengali. The question about Dhruva Maharaj and his mother Suniti. Then Dhira Krishna Maharaj asks another question, which Bhakti Charu Swami translates into Bengali. This question is about the GBCs. The question at last mentions that the GBCs, there's a proposal that the GBCs also should be included as the initiating gurus. Then Sridhar Maharaj questions that only the GBCs, not outside the GBCs. Bhakti Charu Swami says, no. Sridhar Maharaj asks, pointing to Dhira Krishna Swami, he is in charge of which zone? Bhaktacharya Swami says he is the in charge of Los Angeles temple. Sridhar Maharaj says, I guess Hansadutta Maharaj also has that sort of idea. Bhaktacharya Swami says, well, maybe right now he is thinking that way, but previously they all were thinking alike. That is, none of them really wanted to increase the number of the gurus. They were thinking that these 11 are all in all, and they did not want to include anybody else. Sridhar Maharaj, quote, I told them right at the beginning when they came to discuss with me about this after Swami Maharaj departed. Then I suggested that this should be made into a dynamic practice so that every year during Gaur Purnima some new gurus can be included. Then the other party, the God brothers, non-initiating God brothers, will have their confidence on the initiating God brothers and give their supports to them. Otherwise, if they maintain some rigid practice, then the relationship will be cracked. This was my suggestion, but they did not care about that. On the other hand, emphatically, they said that no, only these 11 that Srila Prabhupada has selected will remain. Outside these 11, they will not include anybody else. I pointed out that if you include some more initiating gurus, that will be favorable. As it is, when you all are going to leave, then you have to appoint your disciples as initiating gurus. You have to empower your disciples. So why can't you do that to your brothers? Can there be no qualified person? So better you keep it open. This practice will be very dynamic. If needed, you eliminate some people also from their position of guru and include also somebody when he is qualified. Bhaktacharya Swami requests Srila Prabhupada Sridhar Maharaj to speak this in English so that everybody can hear it in his voice, and Sridhar Maharaj speaks it in English. Then Dhira Krishna Swami asks a question and Bhaktacharya Swami translates it into Bengali. Sridhar Maharaj laughs and says, So now they don't want to listen to the uncle gurus. That way they can give formal respect, but actually the nephew can supersede the uncle also. Bhaktacharya Swami says, yes, they may, but they do not. Sridhar Maharaj, actually they have gone or not, that criterion is different in absolute consideration. Relatively, they will offer their respects. But the nephew can also supersede the uncle, but still he will give him his due respect. Bhaktacharya Swami points out that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Vallabhacharya that the one who does not recognize the superiority of his spiritual master, he is like a prostitute. The one who thinks that who has superseded his spiritual master, he is to be considered as a prostitute. Noticing the realization of Vallabhacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that. But in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Jiva Goswami, he has mildly differed from Sridhar Swami. Like Tejo Bari Mridang Jatha Binimayo, this Binimayo Sridhar Swami has translated as implementation. But Jiva Goswami did not agree with him. He said that Binimay never means implementation or imposition. Binimay means transformation. So Jiva Goswami differed with him in this respect. But Vallabhacharya, to establish some faulty conclusions, in spite of being the disciple of Sridhar Swami, has attacked him. That was his audacity. There was no substance in it. That's why Mahaprabhu has rejected him. Bhakti Charu Swami, at least there was some scriptural understanding, but here there is no scriptural understanding. Sridhar Maharaj, quote, "I heard from different people that Swami Maharaj has told his disciples that in Bengal most of the disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has deviated from his teachings. So now you have to go and reinstate that pure teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur." Giving such inspiration, he sent them here. Now, if that is true, comma, of course, I myself have not heard it from him, comma, I simply heard it from others. And in a way, I think it is quite possible also, just to encourage them. So they might have gone this far from that. What they might think, that what our spiritual master, the great preaching work that he has done, what he received from the lotus feet of his spiritual master, that is novel and a wonderful substantial potency. And with that, he has come here to recapture. And the ones are those who are in possession of that, they're almost dying. So you all must go and give it there. Like when the Brahmins fell down in Bengal at one time, then Adishur bought the Brahmins from Kanauj, and then he re-established the Varnashram system here like that. And he also has done something like that. I heard from Krishnadar Babaji Maharaj that before leaving this planet, Swami Maharaj requested him to beg forgiveness on his behalf from his god brothers, that at times he might have offended his god brothers while preaching. This he said, "I heard it from Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj." He said, that although he had due respect towards his god brothers, but still while preaching he might have offended them a little bit, so he should be forgiven. Like I heard once, Akinchan Maharaj asked him what your other god brothers are doing. So he replied, well, they just eat and sleep and ring the bells. Hearing this, they became very offended. And then they came to me. But my observation is neutral. So I said, the drum that he is playing, if he accepts you as a player of the bell in that band, then you should consider this to be a great honor. I told this. My view are different. I saw that he is playing a huge drum, a battle drum. So if you get a chance to play the kashi or cymbals along with that, that is a great honor to you. Period. This I'm speaking from the absolute consideration. Unquote. Bhaktacharya Swami pointed out, quote, Maharaj, if Prabhupada gave this instruction, then he must have given this instruction to all his disciples. Now why, instead of all his disciples, only 11 of them are so hung up about this? It is not so much of Prabhupada's instruction, it's a matter of their personal selfish motives. To guard their selfish motives, they have closed their doors and windows very tightly so that no attack can come from outside. Unquote. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, that's a kind of a policy, true, but that cannot be rejected altogether. The way there was a practice in India before that, do not go beyond the seas, because due to the social exchange, you might get degraded. Due to the exchange, instead of benefit, you might become degraded. So make a boundary so that you do not become degraded. The way the Chinese made the wall around their country, so that the national culture cannot be degraded or destroyed by any external invasion or influence. It may be something like this. Bhaktacharya Swami, quote, but Maharaj, the main consideration is that many of Prabhupada's disciples are leaving the movement. They are quite unable to tolerate all this nonsense anymore. Unquote. Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Yes, those who won't be able to check themselves, they'll come forward. And those who are wavering, those who can tolerate a little more, they can wait and examine what actually is Krishna's desire for a little longer. The primary consideration is Krishna's will. Unquote. B.C. Swami, quote, but we are seeing that in order to accelerate Krishna's pastimes, Narad Muni is acting in certain way. as if he is acting against Krishna's desire. Unquote. Srila Sridhar Maharaj laughs and says,
yes,
the way he caused Kongsho to kill the first six sons of Devaki. Yes, the inward feeling should be like that.
Period. So if this is degradation, then even if he cannot come forward, then at least inwardly he would feel that yes, if there is degradation, then let it happen quickly. Let the reaction come quickly. Otherwise, it'll cause a great damage to many people. Period. Yes, the ones who won't be able to control themselves, they will dive into it. Period. Without considering the good, bad, honor and infamy, without considering the future, they will dive into it for reformation. That is also quite possible. Unquote. B.C. Swami. Srila Prabhupada is giving an example that if somebody has a boil, then instead of blowing that boil, it is better to press it and get the poison out. Instead of blowing the boil for our temporary relief, the one who is a real well-wisher, he will press the boil and get the pus out. That might cause some pain, momentary pain, initially, but in the long run, this will be beneficial. Unquote. Srila Sridhar Maharaj laughs and says, quote, the ones, those who believe in homeopathic treatment, they will say that instead of making such demoniac attempt, give him some medicine and that will cure him. Unquote. B.C. Swami, quote, but Maharaj, it has been seen that homeopathic medicine does not work with everybody. Unquote. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, laughing, quote, but Hanuman will not agree with that. Unquote. Period. Srila Sridhar Maharaj continues, like, once one drowning man was floating across Ganges, and on the bank a yogi was meditating, and one other man saw this drowning man floating by, so he dived into the river and rescued the man, brought him onto the bank, and then he told the yogi that this man is drowning and you are chanting by sitting on the bank of the river. Then the yogi replied that, yes, I saw that you are coming. I knew beforehand that you are coming to rescue him, so I did not make any attempt myself. Period. Unquote. So there are different kinds of people. The ones, those who cannot resist themselves, they'll dive into it. The ones, those who are a little sober, they'll think that the remedy for this Krishna is sending. Unquote. B.C. Swami. Maharaj, I asked you this question because in America there are quite a few devotees, those who are impatiently waiting to hear what you think about all this, what you say about this. Unquote. Sridhar Maharaj, quote, yes, I know that there are quite a few people, those who are the well-wisher of the movement, they are waiting and seeing, but this is breaking their heart, this damage to the society.
from here, from a distance, I'm saying, wait and see. But for them, this is becoming yugas, in bracket, 12 years or more. Period. The ones, those who are the real lovers of the institution, for them, this is becoming intolerable. This is going beyond their limit of tolerance, unquote. B.C. Swami, quote, the main reason why we came was because there are many devotees, those who are impatiently waiting to hear what you have to say, period. Now, if you just show us the way that, no, now this has come to this point, and unless some rectification is made, must be done, then they all will get together to do something about this, period, unquote. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, quote, if I have to say something formally from outside, then I have to say that among you who enjoys the greatest confidence of all the devotees, through such a man you call for a meeting in America or wherever the field is the most important. And in that meeting, the ones, those who are willing to boldly face this situation, participate. The GBCs, those who you feel are dissatisfied inwardly, call them, and call a few acharyas like Rameshwar who are sympathetic. And then in the meeting you record the feelings of different devotees. And then with the strength of that resolution, you call for their explanation that what you are doing in the name of Prabhupada, you all are not absolutely infallible, period. Due to your activities, the mass of the disciples of Prabhupada has become very bewildered. They are becoming very disappointed, and they can see that a great loss is going to be incurred by the ISKCON society. The ISKCON society is in danger, period. So now you all reconsider yourselves and appeal to them to readjust themselves, and thus this disaster can be saved. So many devotees are leaving the movement, so many devotees have become half dead, and so many devotees have already died, and so many are lamenting, and we cannot just sit idly without trying to rectify the situation. We ourselves do not want any position, but what's going on is intolerable. It shows that the major portion is going to die. So we want some action to rectify this situation. We want some remedy for this. This must be thought out and accepted. So with this idea, you form a committee, make a resolution, and then selectively invite some. This way you call for a meeting, pass a resolution, and then call for them and ask them to readjust their position and reconsider. Otherwise we shall be in painful necessity to make progress independently. You can say this in this line. Then Srila Sridhar Maharaj himself translates this in English.